Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachos daf Nun Aleph. Begin in Amud Aleph. Tesa Divrei Maaskel. Tesa begins with the words of the Gemara. Mikara, already in the beginning, Gavar Lechazi, the person wasn't valid. Which Tesa asks on what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara brought that a person that's tummy, he makes the bracha on his immersion in the mikvah only after he comes out of the mikvah, because before he immerses, he can't make the bracha then. Which Tesa says Tema. It's a wonder. Why can't he make a bracha before he dips himself in the mikvah? Vali tamei yena as lavarach. Someone whose tamei is not forbidden to make a bracha. He just has to purify himself from his state of tumah. So why do you have to say that he has to make a bracha after the mikvah? So B'kuntra's Pirush and Rashi explains, as the majority of the immersions were, the bali kerian, if a person has a seminal emission, asurin b'divri tayah. That's something that's from the more common immersions. So therefore, yeah, actually a balkari is forbidden in words of Torah, which includes brachas, and therefore he cannot make a bracha before the mikveh. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that by mikveh is different, because there the person couldn't, he wasn't even valid, able to make a bracha before he immersed himself in the mikveh. Now, another interpretation, Yeshlemite, says what you could actually say is the Mayer B'tfilas Geirim. What we're referring to here is the immersion of a convert. Before he immerses himself in the mikvah, although let's say he had circumcision already, he can't make the bracha shekedeshanu b'mitzvayse b'tzivonu on the tefillah, because he's still a guy, he's still a non-Jew, and therefore he wasn't commanded in anything. So therefore, obviously the bracha has to be after the immersion in the mikvah. And says Taisus, when they oisa tefillah, because of that immersion of the geir, hitzrich l'chol shar tefillah. So therefore they mandated already, since there's already a case that has to be after the immersion, they had for all other tefillahs in the mikvah, l'varach l'achat tefillah, to make the bracha after the immersion in the mikvah. And says Taisus, we find such a precedent, v'chein b'natila sidayim, tutu, by the washing of the hands, that we make the bracha after we wash our hands. Why? Shepa'amim adnam ba'amim b'sakis. Because sometimes it could happen that when he's coming to wash his hands, he's also coming from the bathroom. Vein adam ro levarach, and the person's not fit to make a bracha ad lachar natila until he washes his hands, because his hands are tummy, because he went to the bathroom. And since there's such a situation that a person's, it's going to have to make the bracha on his washing of his hands only after he washes his hands. So therefore, nago am levarach kol shar brichas yadayim. So therefore, the custom already became to make the bracha on any time someone comes to what, when he's coming to make a bracha on his hands. Well, although generally make a bracha before you do the act, here we do it after the act, which is la'achan atila, after the washing of the hands. The same idea, because since there are cases that you have to do it afterwards, so we already left it already, that old cases of natila yadayim, we make the bracha after we wash our hands. Between the next taste of the Maskel, begin the words of the Gemara, that ein lo ne'ila arbadvar. We only have four things. Tesis comes to explain that actually we should be stringent in all the 10 things. And that is, the Gemara says, which our Tesis quotes from Rabbi Yechanan, from the 10 things that were mentioned in the Braisa regarding a Kodesh HaBrachel, and one's making, let's say, Kiddush and a cup of wine, Rabbi Yechanan says, our custom is only four things. Washing the cup out from the inside and the outside, that it's undiluted, and it should be full. However, Tesis says, Lo mashma de polig Rabbi Yechanan, but it doesn't sound like from the Gemara that actually Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, Ahi de noisli liyamina, with one of the other ones, which he doesn't mention in his four, from the 10 of the Braisa, which is to put it in one's right hand when he's holding the cup as he's making the bracha, and the kaishal bracha, because actually, as the Gemara says later on, Rabbi Yechon himself says, Rishayim Shalom, the earlier sages, they asked, what's the halacha? Could the left hand support the right hand? Mashmet sounds like Shekin HaYunayim, that was their custom, that it was in the right hand. Question was, does the left support the right? So you see, it's not just those four things. And moreover, Miu, however, Taisus mid the Amiram ha yoisim iter beiter, from the fact that the Gemara brings stories that the Amiram, they would do crowning the cup of the Kodesh HaBracha, and they would do the iter, they would have cloaking themselves when they would wear the head covering over their head when they would make they would have the Kodesh HaBracha. Mashman sounds like Shayim Achmir Malasman, sounds like that they were stringent in all these other things. V'hoyu nezarim b'kulin, says Taisus, that they were careful and meticulous in actually all of the 10. Lefikach, and therefore says Taisus, the lower Bichna says we only have the 4. Yesh lahachmir b'kodesh l'bracha, one should be stringent in a cup of a blessing that we make on, let's say, Kiddush, to have all the 10 things that were mentioned in the Braisa. Continue the next taste of B'maslam. Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Shtifa chai umali, that one has to wash it out, has to be undiluted and full. Which Taisus brings the words of the Yeshama that learns these three halachas actually out from a pasuk. The Gemara said from Rabbi Yechon, like we just mentioned before, Kodesh HaBracha requires four things. Washing it out inside, outside, undiluted, meaning raw wine, and full. So Taisus brings that Yerushalmi, the Seif Pirkin, Yerushalmi at the end of the Perek, he brings that from where do we know these three halachas that Taisus, according to Divrei Maaskel, that it has to be washed out, undiluted, and full? That Amar Bachi says, Shleish Dvarim Nemer B'Kodesh HaBracha. There are three things that are said regarding a cup of a blessing. Mali, that should be full, Itur, that it should be crowned, umudach, and washed out, and v'shlashta and mikra, and all three are learned out from a pasuk in Devarim. says Naftali Savar Ratzin. Naftali says satisfied his desire. Umali Birchas Hashem, and he's full with the blessing of Hashem. In this pasuk, you see these three halachas. Sava, satisfied his eater, is crowning it. Because if you surround the cup, shal bracha, with full cups of wine, it looks like that one is satisfied. Ratzain, that it says desire is mudach, is that it's washed out, because a washed out cup is desirable to drink. Umaliant, full, is kemashmai, is like the simple understanding, which means it's full, that one should have these three things, which is that it should be crowned, it should be washed out, and it should be full, which is related to these three things that Taisa brings, with to wash out, undiluted, and full. Continuing next, Taisa Rimaschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Shtifa Mibachutz. Shtifa means to wash it out from the outside, Vadacha Mibifnim, and the Hadacha, that's the type of washing out from the inside of the cup. Taisa qualifies when do you actually need to do this Hadacha and Shtifa. So although the Gemara brings, as our Taisa quotes, that you need to do Hadacha and Shtifa, one's to wash the cup out from the inside, one from the outside. But a Pirish reader, he explains, Davkish in the Kais Yafa, that's only if the cup is not totally proper and clean. Shiesh b'shiru kaisis, there's some leftovers in the cups. That's when you have to wash it out, inside and out. Avalimu yafa b'lavach, let's say it's a clean cup. Without that, then shaper dam, and then it's okay. Delay be'inan elishi hikesh l'bracha yafa. The whole point of washing out is not just to wash out, is that it should be clean cup. If it's clean, then one does not have to wash it out from the inside and the out. Continuing next, taste of b'maschel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, that zeich l'shnei olam, is he merits to two worlds. Shtesis explains this drasha, how do you know that if someone makes a bracha on a full cup of wine, that he's going to merit to two worlds? Because the Gemara brought this drasha, that he merits to this world and the next world from the pasuk Umali Berchas Hashem, that's filled with the blessing of Hashem, Yam Bedarm Yerusha, that's going to inherit the sea and the south. We see from this pasuk that one merits to the two worlds of Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. So Pirsha Rav Reb Yisav Mimrashayil, Reb Yisav from ourselves, he says, from the fact that the pasuk should have written Yam Bedarm Reish, it should have said that the sea and the south he should inherit. It doesn't have to say a yud and a hey. Rather, but because of Yerush, it says that he will inherit with a yud beforehand and a hey afterwards. Hare yud hey yaseir. So in this word, this pasuk that our Gemara is bringing down, the yud and the hey is extra. Will be yud hey nivrushnei lamas. And with those two letters, and that's where it's alluding to, the two worlds of this world and the next world were created. Like the Gemara says, in Perkat Chelis and Menachas Daf Chav Tesma Beis, says in the pasuk, ki buka, which the Gemara expounds over there, because with Ka, which is the Yod and the Hey, Hashem was Tzurei Lamim, which Taisus brings Al Tikri Tzur, don't read it, the Rock, Elet Tzar, Bukhulu, rather as the former, meaning God formed the world with Ka, with the Yod and the Hey. So therefore, the next world is with a Yod, this world is with a Hey, and therefore that's telling us, when it says that this person who's going to be Mole, he's going to have a full cup, that he's going to be Yerusha, he's going to inherit the Yod and the Hey, which is this world and the next world. Now, continuing next, Taisa b'maschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Small, the left hand, ma'ushet tesiyeh liyamin. What's the halacha? Could it support the right hand? Which Taisa comes to explain what exactly was the question of the earlier sages. And that is, the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yechanan, the earlier sages asked this question. Could the left hand support the right hand when it's holding the Kirshal Bracha? So Taisa explains, that's because it's gedolas ma'utumat, when it's a large cub. So it's hard to hold it. Why would you support it? It's hard to hold it just with the right hand. That's the question. Oh, your similar type of a question was Beresh Chedesh Tevis Shechalis B'Shabbos Shubachanukah. Beresh Chedesh Tevis is both Beresh Chedesh and it's on Shabbos, and Chanukah also goes through Beresh Chedesh Tevis. So on that day, it's a very long benching because you have to say Alanisim Ritzein Yalaviyava Oy Ben Nesuno, like by a Chasna where there's many, the benching is much longer. V'tzaruch laharach be'berachas hamazon, you have to be lengthy in the benching, so that's hard to hold it for a long time, even by a small cup. That was the Gemara's question from the earlier sages, if you could support it with the left hand to hold the cup. Again, not just regularly you just hold it with the right hand, but in the situation when it's a very large cup or it's for a very long time, that was the question, if you could support it with the left hand.